Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2525, Sports Nutrition, Elite versus Recreational Athletes, by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Sports Nutrition, Elite versus Recreational Athletes, by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. Question. Nancy, do you offer different nutrition recommendations for elite athletes as compared to recreational exercisers? I'm highly competitive, work out intensely, and often wonder if I'm eating to be the best athlete that I can be. Answer. Sports nutrition recommendations are based on the assumption we all want to get the most benefits from our workouts so we can perform to the best of our abilities. Because each elite athlete and casual exerciser is unique, a one-diet-fits-all approach doesn't work. Rather, all exercisers want to be curious and experiment with a variety of fueling practices to learn what works best for their bodies. The following compares recommendations I might make for competitive athletes versus recreational exercisers. Note, sports nutrition is a new science. In the near future, with the refinement of personalized nutrition based on genetics, sports dietitians will be able to offer individualized advice. Some athletes might perform better with more fat than carbs, or more beef than beans. Until then, here are today's science-based recommendations. Carbohydrate requirements. In this era that pushes fat and protein, carbohydrate deficiency is common. All exercisers can improve their performance and their health by consuming adequate, high-quality carbs like grains, fruits, and veggies to fuel muscles and prevent needless fatigue. While elite athletes might want to strategically withhold carbs before specific training sessions to trigger performance-enhancing cellular adaptations, recreational exercisers want to focus on fueling well each day in order to have enjoyable workouts. A sport dietitian can help both elite and recreational athletes reach these carbohydrate goals. For 1 hour of moderate exercise, this will demand 2.5 to 3 grams of carbohydrates per pound of body weight. For 1 to 3 hours of endurance exercise, this would demand 2.5 to 4.5 grams of carbohydrates per pound of body weight. And for over 4 to 5 hours of extreme exercise, This demands 3.5 to 5.5 grams of carbohydrates per pound of body weight. For example, a 140-pound fitness exerciser who trains moderately hard for an hour a day, their carb goals are 350 grams, about 1,400 calories. For the competitive athlete who trains harder and longer, a good goal is 630 grams of carbohydrates, or about 2,500 calories a day. Divide that into three meals, and you get 400 to 700 calories from carbohydrates per meal, and two snacks, each ranging from 100 to 300 calories from carbs per snack. Start reading food labels to see how well you do. You'll discover a spinach and cheese omelet doesn't hit the goal. Protein requirements. A well-fueled competitive athlete with trained muscles requires a little less protein than a novice exerciser who's building new muscle. The range of protein needs, 0.6 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, or 1.2 to 2 grams per kilogram body weight, tends to be moot, given most hungry exercisers and athletes consume plenty of protein. Most competitive athletes can easily meet their protein needs by aiming for about 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal, which would be like a can of tuna, and 10 to 20 grams of protein per snack, which would be like a serving of Greek yogurt. The protein in natural foods is preferable to protein supplements. Natural foods offer a complex matrix of nutrients that interact with a synergistic effect. Plus, they are unlikely to be spiked with illegal drugs and compounds that can lead to a failed drug test. Fluids. Competitive athletes lose lots of sweat when exercising for hours on end, but so can recreational exercisers who are out of shape and working hard. That's why everyone who sweats heavily wants to learn their sweat rate. You can learn this by weighing yourself without clothing before and after an hour of exercise without drinking anything at a certain pace and at a certain degree of heat or cold. For each pound lost, you are in deficit of 16 ounces of fluid. Drink enough during exercise to minimize this deficit. Throughout the day, drink enough to urinate every 2 to 4 hours. Peeing every half hour is excessive. Remember, there's no need to overhydrate. Fueling during exercise. For competitive athletes, a sport drink or gel is a convenient and precise way to boost energy during extended exercise over 90 minutes. With a target intake of 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrate per hour of extended exercise, an elite athlete generally prefers drinking a beverage than eating solid food. A casual exerciser might want some tastier orange slices or a granola bar. Electrolytes. Electrolytes, basically potassium, sodium, magnesium, and calcium, are readily available in standard pre- and post-exercise foods. Most recreational exercisers don't sweat enough to lose a significant amount of electrolytes. Highly competitive athletes, however, train and sweat for 2 to 3 or more hours in the heat. They should add extra salt to their pre-exercise food, which will help retain water and delay dehydration, and consume sodium-containing foods and fluids during extended exercise. For example, endurance sports drinks. Afterwards, chocolate milk beats Gatorade for an electrolyte-filled recovery drink. Most sweaty athletes intuitively seek salty chips, soup, or salted foods in their recovery meal. Recovery. Recreational exercisers who train 2 to 3 times a week can easily recover by backing their workout into a balanced meal that contains carbs to refuel and protein to build and repair muscles, such as oatmeal with eggs, yogurt topped with granola, a sandwich with milk, chicken, and rice. Competitive athletes who train twice a day should more rapidly refuel. The key is to plan ahead to have the right recovery foods and fluids ready and waiting. While a commercial recovery drink can be handy, a fruit smoothie made with Greek yogurt or some chocolate milk does an excellent job. Real foods work well for everyone. After lifting weights, no need for anyone to immediately slam down a protein shake. Muscles stay in building mode for the next 24 to 48 hours. Regular meals with protein evenly spaced throughout the day do the job. The bottom line. every exerciser and athlete can win with good nutrition. The key is to be responsible and plan ahead to have the best foods and fluids available at the right times. Here's to satisfying results from your hard work. You just listened to the post titled Sports Nutrition, Elite versus Recreational Athletes by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really loved when Nancy said that real foods work well for everyone, so there's no need for anyone to drink a protein shake after a workout. The problem with some protein supplements is that they may not contain all the ingredients they claim to have, or they may contain different amounts of the ingredients than what's actually listed, or they may contain extra ingredients that aren't listed, ingredients that may not always be good for us. In fact, one study found that about 30% of sports supplements sold in the US contain banned substances. That means if we were to imagine ourselves walking in an aisle of our local supplement store and we were to pick, say, 10 of these supplements at random, 3 of them would likely contain banned substances. It's just another reason why consuming real foods may be better than relying on a shake or supplement for our nutrition needs. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.